Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm reloaded! Yes, welcome to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio, dig? I'm trying to get everything together here and set up, you feel me? Hold on a second. Yeah. We're getting this thing together now. Okay. And we're off, you dig? All right, I got everything fixed up. I got everything checked out. I got everything up and running. You feel me? K100 Internet Radio, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You feel me? We're going to get this thing loud. We're going to get it crunk tonight. We're going to have a fun show. You feel me? A show that I'm afraid to say a lot of people can relate to. You feel me? It's going to be a lot of people that can actually relate to this show. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard horror stories and I heard all kind of crazy stuff when it comes down to what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And I've heard some funny stuff too, though. Some stuff you just got to laugh at, like for real. Really, though. You know what I mean? Kill yourself. Episode 78. What part of X don't you understand? We're talking about crazy-ass exes, people. Stalkers. Busting your windows out your car. You feel me? All that. But before we get into it, let me go ahead and run down the show. All right? K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You feel what I'm saying? We do music. You understand? And I want to remind everybody that we are a platform for independent artists, you understand what I'm saying? And if you want to get your music played on K100, go ahead and send us your email. Sorry, everybody. Go ahead and send us your email to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. You feel me? And we can get it cracked. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I understand that everybody has gotten to know me a little bit, you know what I'm saying, since I've been on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? And once again, I want to thank everybody because when we started this show, we had 6,700 downloads and plays, which is very, very good. I've only been on the air a fairly short time, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty good. I got to admit, I didn't even think I'd had that many people, you know, downloading and listening, you know what I'm saying? But this is called a talk/indie music show. Now, my format is different from a lot of people who have internet radio stations wherein I do mostly commentary and talk, then I do music. Now, I want to just make sure I let everybody understand and know this. And welcome to the show. 347-934-0966, by the way. 934-0966. That's the number to call into the show if you want to actually look at the webcast of K100. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to see anything. Basically, it's just me with the headphones on. But my Ustream feed is back up. You know, I got that back up and running. I got the issue fixed with that. You understand what I'm saying? So, I am broadcasting live via Ustream, ustream.com/Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M, all right? If you're my Facebook friend, I just posted up the link so you can come and check me out. You feel what I'm saying? So come look at the show. Come watch the show live, and you can get the visual to match the audio. But I want to remind everybody that I do music also full-time for the most part. I'm an artist. I've got albums. I'm a producer. I'm an engineer. So the reason why my show isn't geared around music is because you ever heard the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket? You know what I mean? That's basically why I don't make the show more music than talk. I wanted to have another way to reach people outside of the realm of music, because I got a nice little fan base, and a lot of people know me for the music. But I wanted to give people who may not necessarily listen to hip hop like that, or you know, listen to rap like that, a way to for me to get to them. Because if you know me as an artist, or if you know me as a person, I'm highly opinionated. But I will consider myself a good listener and also an intelligent person, so I can talk and debate about an array of different things. So the reason why, because I get a lot of people that are like, yo, Blitz, you really don't play a lot of music. I mean, how are you going to have a radio show and not play music? But you have to understand that K100 Radio, it started from a Facebook group that I had. And on Facebook, of course, you know, it's just mostly just, you know, status updates, going back and forth, talking or whatever, what have you. So the reason that K100 Internet Radio is a talk/indie music station, once again, I just want to put this out here, because I had a couple people asking me this, like, recently, because the more the show gains popularity, then I get people sending me stuff where they saying, like, well, you don't play a lot of music. Well, okay, that's cool, I understand that, but the show is not a music station per se, it's a talk/music. I spin music, and I try to actually spin music that's actually talking about what I'm talking about. That's the niche to the show. You know, so when I post up a topic or whatever on Facebook or MySpace or wherever, I send it out. Then I'll try to get artists to, yo, you got a song talking about that? MP3 to me, send it to me, and I'll spin it. You feel me? But the show is a talk/indie music station. I do spin music, but I don't spin music nowhere near as much as I talk or I have callers talking, and that's on purpose. Okay? If you want to hear my music or whatever, I got albums out. I'm on 1,000 websites. You just Google me. It's easy to get to. All right? Now, this is a platform for me to promote myself, promote my movement, promote other indie artists. And so, therefore, I will have an artist come on time to time, interview them. But even when I interview them, I'm still going to ask them to talk about what it is that we're talking about on the top of the, on the subject today. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, I just want to remind everybody that this is a talk/music station. And so, therefore, now, if my lines are dry, which is rare, you know what I'm saying, and I don't have anybody to actually talk to or anybody to, you know, if there's nobody on the line, which I haven't had a show like that in a long time, but who knows, it could happen. You know, it could be some event or something, like last night, Monday Night Football was on, and I had people on the air, but not a lot. You understand what I'm saying? But I just want to remind everybody that this is a talk/indie music station, all right? I do play music, but this is the main meat and potatoes of my show. It's conversation. We're going to be talking about real talk, all right? Keep it motherfucking 100. That's what the show stands for, all right? K100. This is real talk. I'm going to say the shit that you're probably scared to say around your coworkers or your mom and them, or, you know, all that politically correct shit, all that shit being Mr. Nice. Now, fuck all that, all right? Keep it 100. If I feel like you're being fake, all right? Welcome everybody that's on the line, 347-934-0966, 44210, I see you. You're going to be the first person up. Do not hang up. Do not go anywhere. Welcome everybody else that's on the line. That was the first person that hit the number one. They want to talk to me, so you will be first. But let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show. Need I remind you, of course, we are on Facebook, MySpace, and iTunes. Just do a Google search for us now. We're on the front page now. You can find me. Yeah, that's what's up. That's grinding. Couple of months and you're on the first page. As soon as you type in K100, just type in K100. Alright? You'll find us on MySpace, you'll find us on Facebook, and you'll find our iTunes. Download the podcast. Do it now. Alright. Let me go ahead and get into the synopsis, because I got people raising their hand already. And I guess this subject right here a lot of people can relate to. It's fucked up, but hey, it's hard, but it's fair. Alright? Episode 78. We reloaded! What part of fucking X don't you get? I'm going to read the synopsis and then I'm going to open up my line. You feel me? And let the people have at it. I already got people raising their hands. I'm coming to y'all. Let's go. All right? Now, have you ever had a lunatic ex-girlfriend, a boyfriend, a spouse? Now, I don't mean the ones who might want to still hook up every now and then just to hit it. You understand what I'm saying? You got to turn them down. You know, they might hit you up and might try you a little something, try and get some pussy, try and get laid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about that. I've done that. You feel me? So, I mean, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not a crazy ex. I'm talking about the stalker, okay? The Jasmine Sullivan-ass bitch busting out your windows. You know, the restraining order special. Now, first and foremost, I want to ask everybody that's on the line, 347-934-0966, did you see it coming? If they can't have you, then they're going to make your life hell, or at least try and take you to hell. But my whole question about everybody is, why? What's the worst thing one of your exes have ever done to you? You feel me? Or what's the worst thing that you have ever done to an ex? Have you ever been yourself been a crazy ex? Which most of y'all not going to admit to that shit, but I know probably some of y'all have. But I want to hear your story. Now, if you currently have a crazy ass ex, you can put their ass on blast on this show. But I must give you a disclaimer. K100 is not liable for the shit that your crazy ass ex does to you for doing that shit. All right? I tried to read that real fast, like the people with the damn medicine that sell you medicine on the TV. Look, there are all kinds of songs, movies, and news stories of exes taking it too far and committing the ultimate wrong, actually killing somebody just because they broke up with their crazy asses. Now, I hope no one out here can actually have a personal story to tell me, because that's real fucked up. But if you do know anybody that has ever happened to, I welcome your input, and I really want to talk to you, so I really want you to hit the number one if you're on the line. Most of the time, children and custody issues are the culprit behind drama from the ex, but sometimes it's just pure old jealousy and fucking stupidity. So, if you have had a crazy-ass ex, or know a friend who did, or witnessed an act by a crazy-ass ex, call in and tell us what the crazy motherfucker did. Alright, that's the synopsis of the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number. If you're on the line, hit the number 1-404-210. You're on deck first. I'll let your boy. Let me hear it.
Yo, Bliss, what up, kids? Dink.
What's up, homie? Popping, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm in the building.
Right. What's your man?
Back in the days, I had this real crazy girl, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? This real crazy shorty. She was my shorty like that. We dated.
Right. Right.
And shit like that. And let me see how this shit all started. Like, we was rocking pretty heavy. I wouldn't say I was in a relationship long with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe like 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
I started noticing crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, she was just attention needy. You know what I'm saying? Always wanted me around.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, my young days, I'm trying to roll dice, get money, do the shit that I like to do. But this shorty always wanted me around, which was cool because she was my shorty. But, like, 2-3 weeks into the situation, she started wilding, talking about, yeah, she pregnant by me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ow.
Hold on. First of all, let me go ahead and kill this bitch. 2 or 3 weeks. How the fuck you know you pregnant, hoe?
2 to 3 weeks. Something
bitch,
like she pregnant,
bitch. It ain't mine. It ain't mine. With your crazy ass.
That's where it all started. You should have
been running.
I was, because when she said it, I was like, nah, that shit ain't mine. I'm out of here. Led into beef. Yo, I got into beef with the shorty, with her brother. Like, we really got into some heavy shit over this shit. Right? Uh-huh. And she thought this shit was cool. After me and her brother, we on the, her brother and them, like, they tried to approach me on the block one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what's good? My sister's trying to say. I'm like, what? She talking about she pregnant by me. He turned around like, what? You talking about you pregnant by this nigga? You know what I'm saying? She like, nah. So she's saying word to her mom. She like, word to her mommy, word to mommy. She like, word to mommy. So they moms must have passed away. That's what happened. They moms passed away. So she's like, nah, she ain't going to say word to my moms if this shit ain't true. I'm like, dog, I only been dealing with her like 3 weeks to a month. How the fuck she pregnant by me? So, this shit led into some real ill shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and him beefing, we really got into some shit. But even after that, Shorty was still calling me like it was all good. Me and her brother really got into some serious shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, Blizz? Even after that, the bitch was calling my phone, trying to get up with me, trying to sneak me back in the crib, like, come over. I'm like, yo, this bitch is crazy. I got to get away from this shorty. yo, I had to change my number. I had to do a lot of shit to get away from this shit. Like, I had to go reapproach your brother. If my brother could call in right now, he'd tell you we had to step to these, like, I mean, run up on them on some real, yo, we is Game, man. Game needs to be on here, man. He was there with me. Like, we really had to approach him on some wildness, kid. We was like, it was crazy. She calling my phone all the time. She said he was trying to run with the pregnant shit, talking about she need $500 for the abortion. She need money. I'm like, what is she talking about? This chick is really wilding. You know what I'm saying? This chick is really wilding. Like, within, like, 3 weeks, Blitz. Within, like, 3 weeks to a month, man.
Let me get some clarification. All right, 347-934-0966. Welcome, everybody that's listening on the show. Welcome, everybody that's listening out there in www.land. Welcome, everybody that's checking me out on the live feed on Ustream. You feel me? I got to tell you right here, Dean. I don't know if you had a crazy-ass ex or you was just fucking with a crazy bitch. You feel me? Because really, 2 or 3 weeks, like, I guess you could say 2 or 3 weeks is long enough to just I guess, to say you was really kicking it with. I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying, you could say that she was your girlfriend or whatever in that amount of time. You feel me? But 2 or 3 weeks, like, it's interesting that you just kicked it with a crazy bitch. Like, you just fucked a crazy bitch. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. I'm glad I'm glad you called in and shared the story. You feel me?
Liz, behind the scenes, I was still fucking with her, though, after this crazy shit.
Okay, hold on. That's for your motherfucking ass. Kill yourself, nigga. So still, how you gonna fuck? If any bitch ever tell me after 2 or 3 weeks she pregnant, nigga, that bitch can't. I'm changing my number, bitch. All that shit. I don't want to talk to you no more because I already know now. I know from that very moment, bitch, you are only gonna be trouble. You gonna be problems. So yeah, I mean, really, dog, you gotta put that on yourself on some real shit. You gotta put that on yourself, man.
Right.
I mean, you. The bitch can't she can't even possibly physically, okay, I take that back. She could have physically been pregnant after 2 or 3 weeks, but ain't no way in hell she could have been pregnant by you, because it ain't even going to really show up like that, really, though. You feel me? Like, that fast. How do you even know, bitch? You ain't even had one symptom, one iota to make you even want to.
Yeah, she was dealing with some dude in the hood named Tony, and it was his shorty for like 3-4 years. And shit like that. So I'm thinking she's still rocking with homie a little bit too, but like, I don't know. Like, I ain't gonna front. You know what I'm saying? This is keep it 100. So I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, I like the shorty, so I kept kind of dealing with her too. You know what I'm saying? But even after all the crazy shit, so maybe I was a little crazy too then. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I had to shoot myself. Shoot myself too. You know what I'm saying? Or some other shit, but I mean, it was a wild adventure for me. I look at it as a wild adventure. You know what I'm saying? Shorty did stalk me crazy and did some old other shit, but you could bust the guns on me on that shit too. But she was wilding though. She was on some other shit. So that was just one of my wild. I ain't really had nothing too crazy after that. But that was some crazy shit. You know what I mean?
fucking Comcast. Motherfuckers. These bitches are getting on my damn nerve. Alright, so I just lost 4 minutes airtime thanks to Comcast and their whack-ass fucking customer service and their whack-ass goddamn industry. I'm paying for goddamn business class connection, okay? Obviously, if I'm paying you motherfuckers for business class fucking connection, I'm running a fucking business from it. You motherfuckers. Damn it, man. Welcome back. Thanks everybody who didn't hang up. I see I got some people still on the fucking line. God damn, man. It's like the, that's like the third time this month this day damn fucked up one of my damn shows. Real talk. I'm like I normally don't complain and shit. Yeah, but I'm getting to the point where I'm about to really just snap on fucking Comcast about this bullshit. Thanks to everybody who stayed on the line. A couple of y'all did. I see about 6 or 7 of y'all. Obviously, y'all, some of my loyal listeners who know I've been going through it with those whack-ass motherfuckers. Sons of bitches. Where the fuck was I? Episode fucking 78, man. Damn it, man. Crazy-ass exes. I need to have a show about whack-ass customer service. Whack-ass goddamn Comcast. 347-934-0966. Be rest assured, everybody, that there probably the chances of that happening again are like slim to none. It happens every now and again. And they just basically ruin my show. I have to go back in and edit it and all this other crap. I'll cut those 4 minutes of dead airspace out. But we wrap back at it, all right? You feel me? 347-934-0966. Hit the number 1 if you're on the line and I come back to your phone line. Now, my homeboy, Dink De Niro, the homie, I just had to kill Dink. Because Dink was with a girl that he said was a crazy bitch. She tried to put a baby on him after 2 or 3 weeks. That hoe is motherfucking retarded. She's so stupid, she don't even realize that you can't even know that within 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You might would have had a chance if you'd have waited a good month or two. Nigga might would have bought into that. But anybody who does a fake-ass pregnancy, any woman, if you ever done a fake pregnancy, if you ever faked a pregnancy to keep a nigga or just to cause some shit, I'm mashing you tonight off the top. You wax the motherfucker, okay? And you fucking crazy. Any woman who fakes a pregnancy, I don't care what the circumstances is, I don't care what the damn issue, whatever you trying to tell yourself is the problem or the reason, fuck that. Ho, you is crazy. And you need to be killed. Alright? 678-591, you was on the air first before I got cut off by whack-ass Comcast. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for staying hanging around. Who's this? Yo,
Uncle Wine, baby.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's
happening
with you, man?
What's happening, man? I'm just checking you out tonight, brother. I just got on here, man. I got end of what y'all was talking about, so I didn't get the whole thing. But I just want to send shouts out to you, the whole team, Striz, Dink De Niro, Nails, Big Blizzum, Big Bully. Y'all doing it big, man. Just wanted to holler at y'all.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate that support, man. You feel me? We all hold each other's support. Hold on a second, because you know what? Hey, matter of fact, I'm about to call Dink back. I'm about to call Dink back on the dial, because I see his brother on the line. Hold on a second. I got the game right on the line. Hold on. Game.
All right.
Yo.
What up, man?
Ain't shit. Hold it down. Nah, dude.
Right. Hold on. I just had Dink on the line a minute ago. He was telling me, man, he was like, yo, call my brother, man, because we talking about the crazy-ass exes. And he was on the line like, yo, he had a shorty back in the day that y'all had to go through some real live beef with their brothers because the bitch tried to put a baby on him and all kinds of shit. Is that true? Can you verify this? Can you verify this? Wait a minute. I'm going to get Dink back on the line. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because I want to make sure, first of all, you know off the top I killed this nigga because this nigga said he actually was still fucking with that crazy hoe after the fact.
Don't make me tell this story, boy.
Well, this is K100. This is Keep It 100. Until somebody else hit the motherfucking number one in line with a goddamn, with a story, you feel what I'm saying? We gonna talk to y'all. Now, hold on. I'm finna get ready to dial out Dink. You feel what I'm saying? And, I'm gonna get him back on the line. So I'm gonna dial him out from the show real quick. And then we gonna verify what you said. I mean, what he said, make sure everything is true. Everything's copacetic because he wanted me to do that. He's like, yo, call my brother, man. Yo, I ain't even fucking lying, man. Yo, we had to go through some real beef with them niggas and all that. And you and them niggas got on some street shit because of Dink. And because of this
craziness. Fucking yeah, man.
Wow, hold on a second. Let me dial, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to dial him out right now. Hold on, he should answer the phone. Hold on. Alright, I got his number. I'm dialing him out. Here we go. Let's get Dink De Niro back on the line since I got cut off by the whack ass cable company, I mean. Welcome everybody that's tuning in to the show. He might not even answer it. He might think it's somebody else. he ain't gonna answer the phone now. He might not even know what's in. Damn it. Somebody call Dink De Niro. Somebody call Dink De Niro and tell him Blizzum is trying to get him on the line, on the show. You feel me?
Yeah, because we airing his ass out tonight.
Wow, we gonna air him back out.
We talk about 11:30. We gonna tear him up tonight, boy.
Right. Hold on, I'm texting him right now and letting him know that that's me from the show. But anyway, while we doing that, game, you got any or Joel, any one of y'all got some stories about some crazy ass exes you ever had in your life?
Well, yeah, I got a joint, man. You know what I mean? And if y'all don't believe me, y'all can check out on YouTube. That's the craziest years to this day. I'm gonna tell you a story, right? I used to be a barber, so I'm cutting hair, and I got my oldest son with me. You know, he chilled with his dad at the barbershop for the day. I bought him a couple things to wear, and my brother came through. I said, "Yo, man, we going South Road and shit. It get crazy out here at night. Can you run my little man Samir back to the crib?"
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Cool, I got you." I was like, "Hold up, I bought him a couple things. Take them back to his mom's house, you know what I'm saying?" But I had, like, just bagged the shorty that day, and she had a bag too. So my brother went in there and grabbed all the bags up, plus her bag, and put that shit in the back seat of the car. So when he got to my baby mom's house, he was like, "Yo, I got Samir, you know what I mean? I'll bring him in the crib, just grab them bags out of my trunk and bring him in the crib," because that's what Dye bought him for his son. So he does that, comes back to the barbershop. We chilling, we kicking it. I'm cutting hair. So the bus pull up, and like the way my chair is the first chair from the door. So I'm looking outside. I see her get off the bus, and you know she looking disgruntled. So she comes in the barbershop. And this is a barbershop in the hood. There's only one way in and one way out. So she come up in the joint, and she like, "Yo, what's up?" I said, "What's up?" She said, "Yo," and she's Guyanese too, so she got an accent and shit. So she said, "What's up, nigga? Do you love me?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, wait. Right there. Soon as she said that, you already know it's some bullshit. If she come, you already know what's gonna pop off. If she in a public venue and she pop off the goddamn "nigga, do you love me?" You already know, nigga, it's gonna pop. Right.
I knew it was gonna pop, but let me. This shit even get deeper. Uh-huh. So I said, "All right." So you know, it's three barber's chairs in there.
Uh-huh.
So she asked me, "Do you love me?" And I said, "Yeah." So then she said, "Yo, Dink, so whose stuff," she asked me, "whose stuff was in the car?" I said, "Yo, Samir, I bought him this shit." So then she had one of the bags that was in the car, and I peeped it. Damn, she got Shorty's bag.
Right.
Now, in the bag, the Shorty that she had a little, you know, female items, couple female items, you know what I'm saying? So I told her, like, "Yo, he took the wrong bag up in there. That's Dink Shorty." So right. Dink gave me the long, drawn-out pause before he agreed it. He gave me the long joint before he agreed it. Like, yeah. I did that by accident. So
right.
Within 10 seconds, I'm looking down the barrel of a 45. You understand what I'm saying? So
wow.
I backed up. She pulled the gun out on me. So I'm looking down the barrel. I'm cutting the Reverend's hair. All I see is barber capes in the air. Everybody's outside the barbershop. And in that instant, if it wasn't for my homeboy, Mr. B, and me and him tackled my baby mom down, wrestle her down for the burner, she would have killed me. That joint was locked and loaded, one in the head, because it was my burner.
Damn.
And that's just one crazy thing that happened to me, but everybody fuck with me about that shit to this day. Looking down the barrel of love.
Wow. Well, now listen, game. Let me tell you something. I gotta keep it 100. K motherfucking 100. I gotta keep it 100. Really, homie? I mean, yeah, she crazy, but you kind of goddamn brung that shit on yourself. You know a lot of motherfucking guys, you know, some bitches don't play about niggas cheating and shit. Some bitches take that shit to heart. You feel me? I mean, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving her a pass. This motherfucker pulled a 45 on you, nigga, in a motherfucking room full of people. You feel what I'm saying? That she crazy. Period, point blank. I'm not negating the fact that that motherfucker crazy. But at the end of the motherfucking day, dog, you did get jammed the fuck up. And I'm airing Dink ass out for not being quick on his toes. This nigga here just goddamn it getting it tonight. Dink is getting it all night. Oh, he just texted back. He said he about to call back. Hopefully y'all stay on the line. You feel me?
All
right. So we can verify both of these stories. Because they're a little outlandish. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if you give me the long, hard pause when I ask him about this story that you just fucking told me. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. I see a lot of people getting on the lines now. Welcome, everybody. 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio. I got my homeboy, Game. Feel me? I also got my homeboy, Joel. You know what I'm saying? Also got a book out too, Joel. You know what I'm going to give you a moment or whatever to plug that too before we go. But
okay. All right.
We're talking about crazy-ass motherfucking ex-girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. And so far, we done got a crazy hoe that tried to put a baby on a nigga after fucking with him for 2 weeks. And then another motherfucking crazy hoe that pulled the 45 on a nigga because she found another broad bag in the car. Actually had another broad bag. It was some kind of mix-up, you feel me? And I guess it was revealed that her man might have been cheating. See, the thing what make her crazy, though, dog, is because that could have easily been... A chick that Dink was fucking with, like, how does she even know? Like, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because, like, back around that time, like, I was pimping hard as shit then. So, it was like, she had to put up with a lot of shit. And I think, like, that night, like, I look at it now, like, that night might have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right. Well, everybody that wants to talk or whatever, make sure you press the number one because I don't open up phone lines unless you hit the number one. And so I have a little thing that I can see where you do that. But let me ask you this while I got you two guys on the line. Do you think that you can make a motherfucker be a crazy ex? Like, do you like in your situation, you might have been taking old girl down there through you might have been doing so much shit to her, dog, that it made her fucking snap.
I think so because... I think women got a certain point that they can go to. They ain't like men. That's why I always stress, like, once they get over 35 and they had two or three bad relationships, it's a wrap. You can
right.
believe that. So I think of certain stuff that you can do to a woman, and they ain't got it no more. You know, that's why I say 32, 33 on the borderline. You know, after that, it's off the roof.
Right. It's a thin line. Because right now,
right.
at that point, you know what I'm saying, they got a lot invested. They ain't got a lot of time
right.
to start over. The
there it
time.
Is.
So you can't be fucking
there
with these frogs, mans and shit, man, and thinking that shit
right.
all right, thinking they ain't going to bomb
right.
on no motherfucking ass.
Let me tell you a little story, though, about a broad that I used to kick her with.
Okay,
back in the day, I used to kick her with this broad. I was married. I never told her I was married. Took her down to
wait,
Florida.
Wait. Joe, come on, man. I mean, if you never told her, you already asking for it right there.
Bro, when I'm saying I'm in the streets, I ain't know that broad this good. We start kicking it, things happen.
Right.
So we start kicking it. I take her down to Florida. I'm from Detroit. We fly down to Florida and all that stuff. I said, damn, we starting to get close. The girl was fine as hell. You know what I'm saying? So we down to Florida, and I break it on her. I'm like, baby, I should have told you a long time ago I'm married. So at the end of the day, man, I end up moving down to Atlanta, and me and my wife broke up. So I start kicking it back with her. So I go down on this, so I take all my groups down on this boat ride down in Cleveland. We go down there, I meet this other chick who was working for the radio station at the time. So I go back to Detroit because Cleveland close to Detroit, and I go over my old girl house, and I'm like, yeah, what's going on? She just looked at me. She said, you fucking that bitch. I say, what bitch you talking about? She said, you fucking that bitch. I said, what bitch are you talking about? I got all the bitch information. I know you fucking. I say, what you talking about? She said, when you come from Atlanta, you always got to stop in Cleveland. I saw how that bitch was looking at you. I was like, whoa. I was like, you tripping. You feel what I'm saying? So I go back to Cleveland, start kicking with the girl in Cleveland, and all of a sudden she tell me, you know your ex-wife sent me a letter. I said, sent you a letter? She don't even kick like that. That's impossible. I said, let me call her. So I called my ex-wife. She said, I ain't sent her no letter, but I got a letter from your girl in Cleveland. I said, no, you ain't got no letter from my girl in Cleveland because she don't kick like that. So then I knew it was my old girl in Detroit. She was sending my ex-wife shit saying that you better leave my husband alone, blah, blah, blah. She was sending my girl in Cleveland letters, too. So it was just crazy. She was sending both of them letters, acting like she was both of them. So, but she was crazy.
Wow. Wait. She was acting like she was each one of them?
Right.
Damn.
Sending each of them letters and had her address, had her mama's address and everything. I don't know how the hell she got none of that shit. She talking about, I ain't stupid. She said, I know your pattern, nigga. You went down there in Cleveland. You talking about you have to stop and take care of some motherfucking business. She was like, please, nigga, I know that shit. The next nigga she ended up getting when she ended up shooting at him and getting attempted murder, I was like, God damn, that bro was crazy.
Yeah, nigga, so, you got lucky. You got lucky.
Right.
A little bit of that was a little bit self-inflicted. And I'm going to ask everybody that called the show, you know what I'm saying, welcome everybody that's on the line, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. And if you want to holler at me, if you got any stories to tell, make sure you press the number one and I'll come to your line. I'm on the line right now with my homie Game Hunter, my homeboy Joel. You feel me, Joel Bryant? You understand what I'm saying? Part of the Team Striz camp. We was on the line with Deke DeNiro, but I got cut off by the cable. By my fucking modem went out. My cable went out. Business cable to all this damn money I'm paying for this shit. And it went out on me real quick, so I had to got disconnected. But I'm right back up. And we're going to get Deke DeNiro back on the line. So we done had people that had 45 at them. You know, had people goddamn faking like they other people and writing goddamn sinister-ass letters. We done had motherfuckers claiming they pregnant within 2 weeks. All kind of shit. Now, I'm noticing a pattern here. I got a lot of people. I got a couple people on my line, and I know some of them motherfuckers is female. You feel me? But would you say, and ladies, if you got a problem with what I'm about to say, make sure you hit the number one and I come to your line. I think more times than not, the crazy ex be the female.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hear more stories about the crazy ex being the female more so than the guy? Which one of y'all think, though? I mean, I know because niggas got too much pride. Most of the time, you got some crazy, whack-ass niggas out here. But
you
got too much pride to really be chasing behind a broad. You feel me? Making an ass of theyself. You know what I'm saying? Putting up with all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, niggas tend to take it to the extreme where they kill a motherfucker more so, you know what I'm saying, what would cause physical harm to the motherfucker ex than females. But I think chicks actually flip out more than dudes. You feel what I'm saying? What y'all think?
Yeah,
they do it more than the guy.
Because they emotional. Like I say, man, women, like I say, it's two or three bad relationships, and it's a wrap, and I'm going to keep stressing that. So, guys, you got to know, man, when you start talking to women and you start checking them out, you got to really see how many stories that they got, man. And a lot of times, man, they just be burnt out, and they can't take that shit. So sometimes, man, just knocking off a woman ain't good. You feel what I'm saying? Because all pussy ain't good pussy. That's on the real now. So sometimes you just got to pass that shit up because you got to know when women at their point when they ain't taking no shit, you know, for real.
Well, give the people some warning signs. I mean, did you ever think that she would pull a 45 on you, nigga, at any point, regardless? Did you ever think she was crazy? With Dick's situation, he had warning. If this bitch telling you within 2 or 3 weeks of you fucking with her that she pregnant, you know that whole crazy nigga. You know, nigga, run. Run now.
Hey, but it's more to that story, though.
Yeah, right. And my ex put a one on me.
We used to be roommates, though, so you know what I'm saying? It's more to that story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wait for Dick to call it.
Oh, okay.
I done heard 100 stories like that now with the women pulling the gas out. Cause I woke up one morning, my wife had the gun in my face. Like, nigga, you still fucking that bitch down there in Detroit? I'm like, you better get this motherfucker out of my face. She was like, no, you still fucking her. And then that night it happened, I would be doing anything. Me and my boy went down to Magic City. He called an old broad from the crib and happened to call my girl to get her number. I hadn't even talked to her in months. She woke up star 6'9" and had the gun to my face, man. So you know how that be, man.
But
cheating shit catch up.
When I first met my baby mom, she was foreign, she was quiet, she was, how you doing, please, thank you, to the gat pulling. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It goes to show you, that shit grow fast, man, that anger.
So I think in your situation, man, you might have made her crazy. Like I said, I do believe you can make a motherfucker crazy. You feel me?
Yeah.
I believe that. I think you can do so much, especially to a female, to where those motherfuckers just be like, nigga, I'm just tired of this shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like dudes might just snap off one event. But I think over time, over breakdown, because honestly, women, a chick will stay with a dude if they cheat or whatever, more so than a guy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas so prideful that, you know what I'm saying, once a nigga know somebody done got them, know that you done fucked with another nigga, most of the time a nigga gonna cut ties with that broad. You feel me? It's like, fuck that hoe, man. Right. You ain't gonna wanna stay with her. The man that you gonna make you buck. But women, since they tend to give niggas a chance, another chance, third chance, fourth chance, so they like, nigga, you just really just think you finna run over and then, and they snap, nigga. And it's like, that's it. You make the news. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I really think that's how it be going down a lot of the times. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, all right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to the show. Call in if you're out there listening to me via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I got some of my homeboys on the line from the Team Streets Camp and also my homeboy from Game Hunter DVD. You feel me? I got a couple more people on the line. Make sure y'all hit the number one. What the fuck are y'all doing, ladies? Y'all gonna sit here and let us just keep on talking about y'all and say y'all crazy and all kind of motherfucking shit on this damn line, and y'all ain't gonna
they
press the fucking number
up.
One?
They letting it build up. They
I know I
have
a couple of ladies. I got a couple of ladies on the line right now. Okay, here's one right here. But before I go to that, real quick, I don't want y'all to hang up, but Joel, real quick, shout out what you got going on, and then Game, I'm going to let you shout out, and then I'm going to open up I see a couple of ladies hit the number one. Go ahead, Joel.
Okay, Dink De Niro, that'll be dropping the next couple months, the new Strizzles album. We got the new Big Bully mix CD coming out next month. Next Tail Nails, man, we doing some things together, man, the whole Team Strizz Camp. Also, I have a new book, Behind These Green Eyes, man. So, but basically that is, man, me coming off the streets, man, and breaking from that street life, getting into that record business, man, and finding out that there's more drama in the record business than there ever was in the streets, man. We also shooting a documentary to that. That's available on Amazon or Lulu or some of your internet spots. But also, the physical book will be out sometime during the holidays. We haven't got a national street date yet. So right now, man, we're just kind of doing promotion on those projects, man.
All right, for sure. And, of course, you know, I'm part of the Team Strizz Camp. So if you're fucking with Blizzard, you're fucking with Strizz. And it also means, by default, you're fucking with Game Hunter. Game Hunter, holler at them. Tell them where your show is at and how they can get to that. And then we're going to go to the phone lines. Oh, I see Dink back. So I'm going to open up Dink's line. But I got to take some of the other calls. But go ahead and tell them what you got popping, Game.
Yeah, every Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. we do the Make It Mondays, where any artist that's up and coming, all music is welcome. Send it in, we make it or break it. Tuesdays is Air It Out Tuesdays, where you can call in, you can break down a police station, a pothole, anything that's getting on your nerves or bothering you, or it could be a word to the wise. You know what I mean? We do that tonight at 11:30, and we also play music too, and freestyles on there, and we feature beats. And you can call in 347-237-5272 and send all music to gamehunterdvd@gmail.com.
All right. That's what's popping, man. Appreciate you dudes calling. Now, listen, don't hang up. Y'all stay on the line. I know y'all ain't got shit to do. Fuck that. Nobody's got nowhere to fucking be. Okay, now I'm going to – I see some people that I don't recognize the number, so I'm going to get some of these maybe possibly first-time callers and some of these women on the line. Dink De Niro. You stay right there, okay? Because we got your brother and we got your manager on the line, and we're going to goddamn air you out, and we're going to goddamn get the whole story behind what the hell happened and also why the hell you wasn't on your toes in the barbershop that day when the girl put the 45 on your brother, nigga. You already know you're supposed to lie ASAP real quick and say that was your shit. We'll get into that whole story. I'm going to go open up the lines to 404-664 real quick and see who this is. And then I see Shay Shay's on the line. We're going to get some of these women on here and get their opinion. All right? Y'all stay on the line, fellas. All right. 404-664, you're on the air. Holler at me.
You don't know my number yet. And this is your favorite cousin. You should know my number by now.
Damn it. You know what? Let me kill myself. Cuz, what's happening?
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's my bad, cuz. My bad. You know what? It's only because you know what it is? You don't call the show all the time.
I don't.
No, you don't call the show all the time. You know what I mean? All right.
But I'm going to start calling all the time.
Okay. Well, look, cuz, you family now. Go ahead and tell the people what you got any stories about a crazy-ass ex. You had a crazy-ass ex experience?
And I thought I was going to be able to tell you, because he's done so many crazy damn things. But when
damn.
I tell you, he keeps... I get home. I thought I was going to be able to talk about something in the past. I get home today from work, and the guy that cuts my son's hair, I see his truck in my driveway. So I'm like, oh, he's cutting Jordan's hair for me. So Jordan walks out to the car. I was like, your hair don't look like it's been cut. He's like, oh, he haven't cut mine yet. Mind you, I see my ex's car in my driveway. Also, I thought he was just bringing the money over for Jordan. I walk in the damn door. He's sitting in the bar stool getting his hair cut. I'm like, what the?
Well, it seemed like you and your ass kind of cool. He can't necessarily be that crazy if he's welcome to come sit in the fucking house and chill and shit. How crazy can he be?
No. He acts like he lives here or something. I'm just like, you cannot pop up over here whenever you feel like it.
Is he still getting the pussy or something? Because how can he just call it? He got to feel comfortable in able to do that, cuz. I know you're family, but I got to keep the motherfucking 100 on my show now.
He got to
feel some kind of way like that. Every now and again, like once or twice a year, you don't let him smash or something? Why you feel like he can pop up like that, cuz?
Because he's just one. That's just how he is. He just thinks because he has kids here, he can just come over here whenever he feels like it. He's one of those.
Oh, he's one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As long as my kids are there, I can come over there whenever I feel like it.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That nigga crazy. But you can check that. You can stop that.
Yeah, I'm just like, wait a minute now. You need to get your hair cut at your own house.
Wow. Okay. So what's the crazy? I got a couple of people raising their hand. I'm going to jump to them, but I want you to stay on the line. But what's the craziest shit he ever did? That's crazy right there in his fucking self. Like, let me go ahead and that nigga real quick. Who does that? But I don't know, because you kind of enabling him to do that, because you could put enough. If you don't put a stop to it, the nigga going to keep doing it. I'm just going to keep it 100 on that.
Exactly. I just try to keep the peace.
I don't know what's peaceful about a motherfucker you don't fuck with like that, just being at your goddamn crib whenever the fuck, unannounced. I don't see what's peaceful about that, but I understand. I don't understand where you coming from on that angle. Real talk.
Yeah, you would have to know him. That's what I mean by keeping the peace.
I guess so.
Full-fledged argument.
Okay. All right, I understand. Sometimes it's something necessary. There's a such thing as a necessary confrontation. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, stay on the line, cuz. Don't go into work. All right. Hear a couple of stories, and then you can chime in and be like, what the fuck on that, on any one of them, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, before I get ready to go back and verify all this drama that my Team Shriz fam has been through, I got to answer Shay Shay's line. Shay, what's poppin', Shay?
Hey, what y'all up to tonight?
Man, we off the chain, had a little technical difficulties with whack-ass Comcast, but you already know. That's why I seen you stay on the line. You've been there before.
I just had a big issue with Comcast myself, so
those motherfuckers, I just can't stand the motherfuckers. Man, I wish I had another option, but I just fucking don't. But this shit happens.
Oh, right.
And I'm paying too much money for this motherfucking shit. I'm paying for the business class fast shit.
I hear you.
I run this fucking show, and these motherfuckers always having these little blank outs and shit, and just...
They
anyway,
everybody else is off unless yours on.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah, I'm paying premium shit, nigga. How you gonna? I'm should be the last motherfucker to get cut off. But go ahead. I know you got. I'm pretty sure because you already talked about your ex one time on this show, and this falls right in. Go ahead and share it with the people, because I remember you talking about some shit he did one time on the show. Tonight is the show where you actually can just tell us how crazy that motherfucker was.
Yeah, he was crazy. I probably didn't share so much, but goodness gracious, everybody probably know all about him by now. But, the last thing, I guess more so, was like while we were together, ending was like crazy. But then after we broke up, it's just almost like straight stalking, like stuff that like girls do, like sending like hundreds of text messages and constantly calling and like, you know, you better do this and you better do that. I don't better do anything. I'm not your girl no more. I mean, just... Now, I ain't never had no, you know, guns pulled or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So,
more so annoying, aggravating kind of stuff after the fact.
Okay, so has he ever got physical with you after the fact?
No, not after the fact, because, one of us probably would have been in jail.
Uh-huh.
During the course of, it's just kind of like, you know, you put up with some stuff, you know, like y'all was talking about. I was like, why y'all want to always call the chick crazy? Y'all be going to try to make us crazy. He
well,
bought
not, well, well,
me
now.
To that limit.
Well, now, let
but
me
I
ask
did, I didn't quite go there. I said, if he about put me to that limit, if I had stayed a little longer, yeah, I probably would have been one of them crazy chicks.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that somebody can make an ex crazy? Because I asked a couple other people that. Do you think that somebody can make an ex, can you make your ex crazy? Like, sometimes people can do so much to a motherfucker that they wasn't crazy, but then you make them goddamn, you do so much to
like
them.
I'm going to say it like this. I think that when two people match up that are really not good for each other and not meant to be together, it is a lot easier for things that if you're in a normal relationship or normal situation, things that would get on your nerves, those things seem to compound. And that person, like, will pick, and things that, you know, normally wouldn't bother you as much, like, really, really bother you. And when you with somebody or two people that are really wrong for each other or together, I mean, it's like a combustion. I mean, it's like, it's so easy for things to, like, snowball. I mean, it's like one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing. And the more you try to downplay it or try to forgive it or try to, you know, look over it, or another chance, second chance, let's work this out, whatever, the worse it gets. You really need to recognize when it's not happening and just let it not happen. That's how people get guns put on them, get shot, and all this other kind of crazy stuff. Because when it starts going to a place where it don't need to go, and you can see that, you need to go ahead and back out. You don't need to let somebody push you to get to a potential crazy point. You need to go ahead and recognize that this is not a good situation and get the hell out of it.
Okay, I understand that. And one quick question, I'm going to open up the lines back up to my folks, and we're going to have them clear the air about a couple of things. Now, before I go, who do you think normally is going to be the crazy ex, the guy or the girl? Be honest with you.
I think that normally the girl gets more of a rap because we will let things build up, you know, and, you know, we will let things build up. And then when it builds up, it's like we don't care where we are or whatever, you know, for the most part, you're like, whatever we got to say, we're going to say it like that. Guys, like I was saying, you're a little more prideful. You know, you don't do stuff like behind the scenes. You ain't going to, you know, ain't nobody going to know. So, of course, it's going to seem like y'all ain't as crazy as y'all really are sometimes.
Okay. Because niggas do be crazy. Like I said, I think the pride in men.
But in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, ain't no guy going to roll up to somebody else's house and, you know, be saying whatever, whether it's found unfounded or not. I mean, you know, they're going to handle it behind closed doors at the house or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks, no, we probably won't. If it gets to that point and, you know, you done pushed somebody to that point, they're probably not going to be worried about who's listening.
Right, exactly. Okay, stay on the line. Tuz, stay on the line. Welcome, everybody that's listening and that's not hitting the number one. You're still welcome to K100. 347-934-0966 to all you people out there listening to me via blogtalkradio.com or however you get in the live stream. And also, I want to send a shout-out to everybody who's listening to the podcast after the fact, because that's where most of my downloads and play, because people can't catch my live show during the hours. But I want to say, appreciate that. I'm at over 6,700 downloads and plays, and I only started this shit this summer. I'm grinding, baby. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Now, I'm going back to the line. Dick De Niro, game. And I'm going to go ahead and open up Joel's line, too. Okay, you guys are back on the air. Now let me go ahead and clear some things out. Dink.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Dink. Your brother did verify, you feel me, what you said, you feel me, about the shorty saying that, you know, she tried to say she was pregnant by you within 2 weeks, whatever. But Game says there was more to that fucking story and you didn't tell us everything. Game, what did he leave out, Game?
He left out he was bootlegging.
What?
He left that part out because Shorty was a little light skin joint. The light skin joint, right, Dick?
Right.
Yeah,
you know, I told him I was booed up with it, though. You know what I'm saying? But he gave me the shots because he was like, yo, dude, you had to be crazy too, dude, because you still fucked with it after that.
Right.
Like, oh, man.
I already told, they wasn't here, but I already told them, I got them, I had to hurry up and just give you the, as soon as you said you kept fucking with it after that shit, like, nigga, who does that? Who keeps fucking with a child who tried to put a baby on him in 2 weeks? I mean, come on,
he
man.
She used to be at the crib when that nigga wasn't even there.
That motherfucker, she must have been real fine. Only a fine motherfucker gonna make a nigga do some retarded shit like that. You got to be real fine. We only act crazy and do crazy shit behind a fine-ass motherfucking broad. Ain't that right? Joel, your line is open too, Joel.
I'm going there.
Hey, Dink, I'm going to have to take your player card on this one, player. I got to take your player card, man. Thanks.
You got to take my player card.
And then damn near, he came down the block. We was all deep in the barbershop drinking, about to go to a party and shit. He like, yo, man, niggas try to move on me, son. So we go up on the other side of town. We like 4-5 cars deep and shit. As soon as I don't even get out the car 10 seconds, these niggas is going to their motherfucking trunks. Trunks is popping. Niggas is coming around the corner. And I was just so happy that it was a nigga that we all knew that was in the midst of that shit. Remember the dark-skinned nigga?
Yeah. My nigga, right. He lived in our section. that type of squash and shit, because it was really about to go down. I'm talking about niggas was popping chunks. We was already beat. Mad pistols in the car. It was about to really go down because these niggas really tried to move on me, Blaze, like, for real. I was like, I ain't going to hell.
But so, so basically, you about to get niggas killed because you just determined to fuck with this crazy-ass broad that you know crazy because 2 weeks after she said your motherfucking ass was fucking with it in 2 or 3 weeks, she talking about she pregnant. You know, you about to get niggas killed, dick. You really about to get niggas aired out over this crazy bitch.
He making love about to get niggas killed.
Incredible. Now, before I open up the line, a couple other calls. Welcome everybody that's just jumping on the line. Episode 78, you dig? Hey, Wunsch, Internet Radio. We're talking about crazy-ass exes. We got a couple of homeboys on the line that's giving us a couple of goddamn stories about some crazy bras they fuck with. I also threw out there the argument of which one of the sexes are liable to go crazy or liable to be a crazy ex. You feel me? We say the females because they are more emotional. And they get more emotionally vested in motherfucking niggas. You feel me? So we say that the females tend to flip out a little bit more than the men. Men's pride won't let them do it. But I want to hear your stories. All right? So if you're on the line and you're just getting on, make sure you hit the number one and I'll come to your line. Now, Dink, your brother told me about the damn story when you goddamn took the damn clothes in there to his ex shorty. You feel me? You accidentally took the clothes of the goddamn other chick in there. And then she comes down to the motherfucking barbershop and pulls the 45 on this nigga in front of everybody. And you acting there, you sitting there with the stuck face like you don't know what the answer's supposed to be. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yo, say, yo, nah. Come on, man. Why you don't throw me under the bus like that? Yo, that was a crucial moment because, for real, she was ready to cock and squeeze on the
game.
Yes,
she was.
For real, man. Like, seriously. And but you gotta shoot the shot that game because he told her she knew where the pistol was. She knew where it was. So
nah, but it was
game.
Locked up, though. She broke the box to get in that shit. She took, like, some hours to get in that shit.
Right,
and
right.
It was really, she had the whole barbershop running, my dude, like, for real. She had the whole barbershop. She had the whole barbershop niggas ready to duck, go crazy, do a lot.
Hell yeah, man.
Damn it, man.
My man, Mr. B, man. It has been a wrap for your boy, oh boy. It would be no game hunter, son.
But like I said, I did say that game, and I will tell a lot of people who calls into the show, I'm going to ask you, what the fuck did you do to him? I'm not going to let you call into the show, nobody, and I did fault game, because he was like, yo, I mean, I had so many bitches, I was pimping hard, whatever. I said, so nigga, you made her crazy, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, niggas can make a broad crazy. If you keep doing shit and keep doing shit to a broad nigga, nigga snap. Thin line. You feel me? It's a thin line between love and hate. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't bullshit.
These fucking women, they're emotional creatures, man. So sometimes, you know, you can't just keep playing with these females' emotions and thinking that it's going to be all motherfucking crazy. Like nothing's going to happen. No repercussions.
Yo, Blizzard. The other day I went to a club and I seen one of Dink old real shorties that used to fucking be boxing this nigga up in the club. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't see her like me. I used to mess with the cousin, and Dink used to mess with her. He introduced me to her, and I seen her at the club, and she stepped to me hard because she called the government out like, yo, blah blah blah, motherfucker, you see me? I said, oh shit, what up, Ty? She's like, yo, what's up, nigga? Dink, you know what I'm talking about?
What you mean boxing him up like nigga literally boxing this nigga like literally laying hands on this nigga?
Man, when me and Dink,
you let
them
beat you, Dink? You let them beat you, man?
Yeah, I would have to help that. Yo, listen, man. Like between me and Dink, we would have to jump her wild ass because Shorty, listen. If a girl was on the scene, her ass was whipped from wherever she left from all the way to her household. Trust me when I tell you. And they was cousins. They was cousins.
Yeah, she had my mom's on lock. Like, Shorty's coming to the building. It's going down, Blaze, for real. Like,
well, mystery call.
Man. Y'all
know. Making them crazy. I don't know, but we just really had some. I forgot he reminded me. That's why I was like, we need to get the game on because game is going to tell what it is. And he going to put the reminder. Yeah. It used to go down like that, Blaze.
Well, I got a question for everybody that's listening on the line and everybody else on here. Is there a particular race that y'all think act crazy or wilder than another race? I'm just curious.
Chinese. I need.
Well, you,
well, what are they, black? What are they?
They West Indian. Crazy as hell.
Well, see, y'all are there in New York, where y'all got all these multicultural shit, so down here in the South, it's only going to be a one or two question, black or white, most of the time. You know? Or maybe Puerto Rican. A nigga might have been lucky they had him a nice little Puerto Rican or something or whatever. You feel me? So I'm going to open up the lines to the ladies or whatever. So, a matter of fact, I open up the back line to Shay. Shay, I know you done dealt with multiple races of people. Which one of them do you think tended to be the craziest motherfuckers? Do you feel me?
Oh, my gosh. Colombian, hands down.
Colombian?
Yes.
Which is technically Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
They say Hispanics are a little hot blooded. That's what they call them. Of course, that's not politically correct. You know what I'm saying?
Mildly.
What about y'all? You said Guyanese. What about you, Dink? What you think?
It's like Jamaican. Like you said, shorties from the West Indies, we have the most problems with because they like to cut, pull knives out, throw pots at you, pull a 45 out on you. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck the cars up.
Damn. So them girls from the islands is valid, is what you're saying.
Them girls from the islands is like, for real, man. No, who else could call in and vouch for this, but they really wild out, man. They pull that thing out on you, the knives, fuck your car up.
Dink saved me one night. My baby mom was pregnant. I went to go lay in the bed with her. She pulled out the butcher knife from the kitchen. I had to slide on the side of the bed and get under that motherfucking tail quick to call my cops.
What did you do? What the fuck did you do?
She just used to be flipping out.
Nah, man, you had to do something.
Yo, I'm talking about that.
Yo, Blizz, our room was popping crazy like that. This dude had to sleep with the one eye open. He used to always tell him he used to sleep with the one eye open for real. Like, game really, really. Game has some wild shit going on, y'all, for real. All the callers, Game has some wild shit going on.
It sounds like y'all motherfuckers was just some off the chain niggas and y'all kept fucking with these broads. You know what I mean? Y'all made them. I don't know, man.
Back in the day, we used to call it organizing. We used to be like, y'all gotta organize today.
Well, I'm gonna make it short, man. These broads not playing no games, bro. They ain't playing. Niggas think these broads playing. They ain't playing no games, man. For real.
Uncle Juan, you right about that, Uncle Juan. They ain't playing, man.
They ain't playing no games, man. They not bullshitting around, bro. They get over 30, they serious about their shit, but you can't play with them. They had, for instance, the girl you was messing with, she might have been on her third time. Like, two niggas might have fucked her over. She ain't had two bad relationships, and you was the third one, and she ain't bullshitting around now. You feel where I'm coming from? Like, I ain't going through this shit no more. The next nigga, I'm popping a cap up in his ass. That's how they get looking at it, bro.
I mean, that's how
old boy just got knocked off now. Think about this. Steve McNair. You feel where I'm coming from? Who was she? Wasn't she a Hispanic or something like that? Who was she?
She was a white girl.
Spanish mommy, I think.
No, she was Spanish. She was something else. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't bullshitting around because she done told all her girls, this my nigga, he plays football, he this,
Wait
he that.
Uncle Juan,
yeah.
This nigga married. This nigga is married. She delusional.
He was married, but he kicking it to her like, you, I'm about to leave her. You know that's the only one thing it could have been for her to think all that shit. Come on, bro. Come on, now. He done kicked that game to her. Go ahead.
That's some shit to think about. No, for real. You really made a valid point there, Uncle Juan. Real talk. That's
killed her and then killed herself.
Like yeah.
For real now, bro.
I think that's our most well-known recent goddamn example of a crazy motherfucker. But then again, see, the show is about your crazy ex. He was still fucking with her. That wasn't his ex. That's a crazy hoe. That hoe just crazy. That was his ex. He didn't break up with that hoe. That nigga that just goddamn sitting there in the living room. That hoe went snap. You feel me? I mean, the show is about your crazy ex. That hoe was just crazy.
It might have been her ex, and we don't know. He might have been like, baby, I can't fuck with you no more. She's like, oh, you can't. Oh, you can't.
Right. It might have did go down like that. I don't know. I wasn't there. Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on. Everybody, hold on a second. I got somebody else there raising their hand real quick. Y'all stay on the line. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'll leave y'all mic open, but let me open up this caller's mic because they just hit the number one. 484. Get at me.
Yeah, man. This Uncle Doodle from Brooklyn. Yeah, me currently in the A right now. Popping blizzard.
Ah, what's happening, man? God, New York is deep on the show tonight. Where the hell is 35 at?
Oh,
my cousin. I said my cousin did heat me up. What's happening? Hey, what's that? I got a lot of people on the line and shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, you know, so I do want everybody to remember that. You have to hit number one or I won't come to your line. You feel what I'm saying? I got a mute shake because she's talking to somebody or some shit. Go ahead. What's happening, man? I appreciate you calling in to the show. I appreciate that support you did. Now, look, we got Deke on the line. We got Deke's brother Game on the line. We got Joel Uncle Juan on the line. We got everybody from the fam, from the camp on the line tonight. Strands is taking over this motherfucker. I love it. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead. I mean, you got a crazy X story to share with the people up, or what's happening?
Yeah, man. Yo, back when I was back in the days, like in the 90s, man, I mean, I don't want to show my age too much. But, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend, man. You know, she was West Indian. She was Jamaican. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, man, when me and her get into fights and I walk out, she take a knife, stab up my couch, stab up the cabinets, mark it down 10, every blood clot thing. You know what I mean? Crazy. Straight crazy. Had my twin brother running out the house, man. Scared for his life.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Real for real, man.
Wow,
yo,
man.
The answer to that question, the females, they go crazier than the brothers for obvious reasons. They got all that bent-up frustration and anger. They reach the boiling point. You know what I mean? Ain't no fury worse than a woman scorn. You already know.
I think we can pretty much secure that particular point of this argument. And you stand from Jamaica, so them goddamn island girls, I don't know, man. I kind of want to meet some island pussy, but I'm going to have to rethink that shit. I don't know. I might be sick with my goddamn regular ass American black girls, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm letting you know right now. They carry that little ratchet in their pocket. You get to hear that bumble clap, rise clap, all that other stuff, man. Look, I'm going crazy, bro.
Move
up.
That's my uncle. Real talk. You ain't telling no lie, man. They'll cut you, man.
Wow. They be going in the shit down, man. It's crazy. Call police on them chicks. Well, I ain't going to jail.
You gonna call the police on the man?
Man, my brother called police.
The person who said it. I caught authority on them. I caught authorities.
Wow. Okay, y'all, all right, hold on, y'all. All right, hold on. Everybody stay on the line. Everybody, hold on. I got somebody else hitting the line. 850-896. You on K100. Welcome to the show.
What's poppin'? You know who it is.
Oh shit, Kuso Deck. What it do, mama? I told you, your ass really need to call the motherfucking show, nigga, because you got war stories with your ex, nigga. Real life shit.
These niggas, y'all talking about females, emotional. These niggas is crazy. Niggas be sitting on your air conditioning unit reading the Sunday newspaper when you come home from the club on Saturday. What the fuck is that about? You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. Why you in my bushes, nigga? This some bullshit. Stay out my bushes. You know what I'm saying? Taking out license plate numbers and shit. Niggas is crazy. Y'all talking about females. It's these niggas. These niggas done lost their mind. You suck them up right, put that thing on them. Anybody capable of getting their, you know what I'm saying, getting their mind blown, for real. Don't be putting it off on these females. Real.
She said, nigga, you suck them up right, nigga. What, nigga? Real shit.
That is what it is.
I don't see that.
Well, I'm telling you firsthand, I ain't just had like one. I had two. I'm talking about multiple motherfuckers, and I just be like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta take these niggas to get psychiatric evaluation.
But you know what? They're the best friends. But you know
what? That killer.
I was about to say, nigga, maybe you just got some good ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, there it is. She just been turned the niggas off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She got that good ass flash shit and make these niggas go damn.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Fuck your feet, nigga, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Man, keep her away from me, god damn.
She fine as a motherfucker now, I know. This is my homie, bro. You see her now. You gonna wanna goddamn mash at me.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's her name?
Look, everybody on my Facebook like, what's her name? Hey, now you gonna get 10, you gonna get 5 or 6 friend requests today. Niggas.
You're going to have another 5 stories to tell me, cool.
Oh, Lord. Look at y'all. Y'all have to change, for real.
What's her name? I'm serious.
Hey, yo. I got to let her answer that. You want to tell them what your Facebook name is?
Y'all call me like everybody else on K100 call me. My name is Kusa on Deck.
You said Kusa on Deck.
That's not what I said. I said Kusa on Deck.
I'm sorry.
What she said? I didn't hear what she said. What she said the name?
You know, you hear Dick right now. Dick typing it in right now. You hear this nigga? Hey, hold on. What's the name? You see how his voice trailed off? He trailed off in the phone.
It sounds like you advertising it. Spell Kusa. Spell Kusa.
What is it?
I know how to do
on
Dick.
Is it a P?
A-R-C.
You niggas is wild, man. Hold on.
For real, like they really trying to find it. For real.
No, I told you, listen, man. These niggas be macking on my page on Facebook, seriously hard on the show. These niggas is look every broad in K100 that be off the chain. You feel me? They call in, nigga. They all their friends now, all of them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I got love.
Yeah.
What's the you know, call in that often. You know what I'm saying? I be working like 7 days a week, 12 hours, you know what I'm saying, a day. I don't get to call in like I used to, but you know what I'm saying?
I know, man. I miss you, too.
Still
I appreciate
got time to string niggas out. All right.
Yeah. Right.
You're good,
man. I want to know what
that
job is. Like 7 days a week, 12 hours a day? What's that?
She working, man.
Is it?
She's
working. Where do I work at?
Yeah.
Be
in Mac mode, y'all. Be cool.
West. I'm doing the oil spill cleanup down here in Florida.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Blizzard, I need that info. I'm going to air you out tonight, buddy.
What do you want? I can't give her up unless she don't want. If you want me, look, homegirl.
Shoot it to her on the low.
She gave the okay. I was about to say, because I was about to bring you out right now, because I was like, oh, for Lakeela, it was all good. But this
show,
you just cuffing right now. I was about to say,
Nah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know the difference between, I know both of them. Both of them my homegirls, both of my friends. So I know how some people are, I know how some people are. So I'm like, with her, you're gonna have to get permission, you feel me? I gotta ask her that, you feel me? Key is cool like that, you feel me? So you know your people. You know
where
what I'm
saying? Where the sound effect at, man?
All right, fine. Yeah. Kill me. I killed myself. Y'all happy now? I told y'all I was gonna give you the goddamn shit when I got off the air. Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
All right, you niggas are tripping. Now you're making me. I'm gonna play some music on that shit. Y'all motherfuckers ain't finna goddamn air me out on my shit. I tell you what, I'm finna go into some goddamn music. You feel what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead.
Play my song, Lizzo.
Which one you want to hear, baby?
The one that you put on the link earlier today. I ain't heard it in so long. Please play it if you got it. With my panties on, just my panties on.
Oh, get your panties. All right, as a matter of fact, I'll run that for you, baby, because you called in tonight. You feel me?
Yo, Lizzo, can I get? You play that Dick DeNoe for me, that new?
Which one? I don't think. Which one? Which one are you talking about? I'll play that one after that. Which one are you talking about?
Check My Fresh.
I think I got Check My Fresh. I'll look, but I'm going to run either some Dick or Strizz right into that. All right. Everybody stay on the line real quick. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into this show. The show is crunk. Welcome, everybody that's listening who can't hit the number one. Hopefully, you can break away free from your job or whatever you're doing and engage in the conversation after I run this music. First song is Up on Deck, you feel me, by request. From the home girl, you feel me? I'm going to go ahead and run this joint. This is one of the joints I had off a compilation with me and my motherfucking homeboy, Stick Motherfucking Nate. He's doing a lot of long numbers in the feds because he a trill-ass motherfucking nigga. Stood up and goddamn took his time on the chin like a real motherfucking nigga. So he laying down. One time for the motherfucking South Park Click. One time for motherfucking goddamn Glenwood. The whole Bay County 850. I'm going to run that just because she asked me to and she goddamn supporting the show and she called in. South Park, Blitzen, Sick Fake, Just Your Panties, featuring Vision.
Insomniac Productions, Blizzum 6-8, Tone, Biz, Boot Trip, Flint, Scoop, Cuz, Major League, NFL, World Cup, what's up, y'all got the ladies? chain this record forever. Listen, Blue, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
When I get free again.
Now here's my will. This was wrong, but I'm not in the flip. Come spinning like stop and go. Show your cool from there, blue to gold. Starts up, throw back, find his clothes. White, black, white, bigger Chinese homes, don't discriminate. On your knees, don't hesitate. Cooperate. Three girls in the club wanna masturbate. I love the freedom, can I participate? Straight to the point, don't conversate. Up and down, not shift the weight. Hit the hand, or to keep it straight. I wanna take you home, what would it take? Moving through the list, see you feel a snake. Can I cut down your bushes around your gate? I never hate. More cheese and crap, I'm about to start a party. Hill Greg, Goose, man, fuck with Cardi. Can of cold, iced up, pretty eyes, pretty toes. Superman, that's gotta say the woes. When she hit the club, you gotta open the door. Getting very freak on the marble floors. Freaking shows, all of the bars doing tabletop. High heel stands, not the flip flop. Throw a dollar, you might get chopped. But if you can with the flip flop, I did this for Big and Pop. I love the game, I never stop, yeah.
When I get free again.
I wanna blurt my mind like, damn, she fine. You don't need no shirt, no skirt for work. It won't hurt if you flirt back. I'm just a man you wanna skip in the Cadillac. Won't really care if you had cataracts. Shit, you don't need to see where the cheese is stashed. You just need to be where the Jesus at. To make that cash, toss some ass. Trick the stick when you talk that trash. Lips and hips to do fine for the blast. Plus, you don't really wanna miss that drag that I put chicks through when they paying this off. Bitch, this living blue, I got the cannons off. Yeah, getting through when your man is off. I ain't playing no games, I ain't here to talk. I can't cock some lips. Yeah. Flop to the head. Hold on, shorty. You just flop to the bed. Wait right there. I'll be back in a minute just to pop that thread. Post it up. The little fool wanna roll with us. But we ain't seeing that shit. What you throwing up? It's a banging bass. Stop or I click all day. Play the cut. You rolling trucks to big cars. The pipes stay hard. What you mean you don't know? Bitch, don't start. You do what you don't. You ain't know you right. I ain't trying to kick the fresh rip charge. That's how we go. You don't really wanna start and stop. 6 days in the cut. Me the block I rock. We here for the ride. Look, little mama. We hit hoes like we hate those cops. Yeah.
When I get free again, with my family.
She know I'm on, she know I'm on, I'm putting on, that's why she want me gone. that's why she won't let go.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
What you wanna be?
Net bail, tell them what the chain do.
Hot
shit. Shorty brought a friend, now we head back to my crib.
Sexist,
that is what the topic be. In the tropics, rolling in the topless. You should be choppy, don't you agree? When I put them chips out, chicks putting kits out. I'm the man and I keep her coming constantly. See my G's so strong, one night I'm and I'm gone. Shorty play her ticket, I'm the lottery. I am possibly the illest nigga you know. First name Nails, middle name Too Cold. Stay in new clothes, tap pass Too Cold. You be friends for the silly chick, she gotta go. When she bugging on that movie, she gotta go. She know I'm on, I'm in the zone.
I'ma drag that ass proper, I'm a master. I don't gotta ask her, but this your patient's voluntary. That nigga lame, he has sex like a solitary. I'm in trapeze with two bad block bitches, triple stack, got him on their back, that's how I watch it. Shorty call me Liz, I'm a strands on my swag on. Chillin' in the club, I can't be dancing off them bags on. Yeah, I'm putting nose, cause I used to trap a guy too. Look, summer college dropout, can I fly through? I could not be hot, baby, if I try to. 24s on my Chevy truck when I ride through. Plus, I got some good jeans, baby, I'm a real looker. My tight chain makes you think that I'm a male hooker. So I understand why you're staring at me. Let me see you dropping while the music keeps staring at me.
You know I'm on, you know I'm on, you know I'm on. I'm putting on, that's why she won't let go. She know I'm on, you know I'm on. I'm putting on, that's why she won't let go.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
I see you watching me.
I see you watching, girl.
Where you wanna be?
Baby girl frontin', she really need a sign. She know your boy been on like a pair of time. She been watching like the time on the clock. Mouth wide open, she mesmerized by the knock. Time to warn her, I ain't got no cable. Chillin' something more different, satellite in. Big and I'm high, phone with Christina. Crib in the sky, I'm looking from Christina. Juicy guitar, Christian Dior. She was talking, so she already know we perform. See-through roof, money decorated floor. Through the 50s on the hardwood, 100s on the wall. Top bench, 4-inch lift, 22-inch rims. This is life that I live. This is life you can live. Bright lights, the limelight. That best friend got mommy caught up in the spotlight.
You know I'm on, you know I'm on, you know I'm on. I'm putting on, that's why she won't let go. She know I'm on, she know I'm on.
Welcome back to the motherfucking show. K100 Internet Radio. I totally played like an older version of that song. I thought I had the other fucking version. Damn it, man. Listen, get it together, homie. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to K100 Internet Radio, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Everybody listening out there via the web, the number to dial in to holler at me, 347-934-0966. I just spent the song by me and my homie 6-8, a classic old song from back in the day, by request from my homegirl, Jisha Panties, featuring me, 6-8, and Vision. my bad, excuse me. Also, spent the song by my homeboys, me and my homeboys, Team Striz, you feel me? We got a project that we're working on that's monstrous, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? It's going to be a great project. It's going to have a shitload of great music, you feel me? We actually revised that particular song. I thought that was the newer version, but I played the earlier version of it. But it don't matter, nigga. You could even tell, nigga, because that shit was still motherfucking hot. I already know. Now, I'm just telling y'all that because I'm keeping it 100. I could have just not said shit, and you wouldn't even fucking know the difference. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody that's on the line, 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the show listening, who's not talking. I'm still happy. Welcome to everybody listening to me via the podcast or the downloads from iTunes, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Remember, if you can't listen to the show in its entirety, you can always go to the iTunes store, and we're an official podcast on the iTunes circuit. Download us and subscribe to us, and it's automatically, you can automatically download and update yourself. Or you can come to the actual show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and download the MP3 of the show, you feel me? And throw it on your iPod or your MP3 player, and then you can take it in the motherfucking car with you if you can't listen to the whole program, and you can hear what you've been missing, all right? But once again, welcome to the show. Find us on Facebook. Find us on MySpace. Do it. Do it now, bitches. Love it all. We having a crazy show. Episode 78. Crazy ass motherfucking exes would have some war stories. We have came to the determination that women are, well, we have said, we've had the argument going that women are the ones who tend to go ham the most. But we did have a couple callers call in and say that they had niggas sitting outside on the goddamn air conditioning unit when they come home from the club stalking and shit. Well, they do that. We just came to the conclusion she just got some good pussy. She's just making niggas go crazy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You feel what I'm saying? We also made a determination that women from the goddamn islands, Jamaica, West Indies, and all that, yeah, the motherfuckers right now, we know they got some good pussy, right? True indeed. They put it down. But them hoes crazy. They ready to fight, nigga. They cutting and everything. So they all in. 100. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial in. If you're on the show and you haven't talked to me yet, please hit the number one so I can come to your line. I don't open up people's lines, you feel me, unless they want to, because I know some motherfuckers can't get the internet or they may be busy and I don't want to hear all your background shit any motherfucking way. You understand? So I'm not going to open your line up unless you hit the number one. But still, welcome to the show, and I appreciate you dialing in. I'm opening up the lines for all the people who have said that they want to talk so far. So right now we got Game, Dink, Goosebumps, Jack, Uncle Juan, Aunt from New York. We got like five or six people who mics are open right now. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
All right. Everybody's back on deck. You feel what I'm saying? Well, now, I got something I want to pose to y'all. Oh, hold on. Matter of fact, we got another person that Game and Dink have macked off my page. Welcome to the show, Key. What's poppin'?
What's up? Y'all wild tonight, for real.
Right. Well, since you haven't talked
about me.
So look, since we haven't talked to you yet, do you, first of all, I'll give you the floor first. Everybody else's mic is open, but do you have any crazy-ass ex stories that you can share with the people?
Man, I had crazy stories with people I didn't even date and was stalking me.
Damn.
They're not even an ex or nothing. Like, this dude was stalking me.
Do you have one from an ex, though? I'll let you tell that one, but do you specifically have one from an ex?
I don't have one. I think the closest I've got to a crazy ex is this one dude I was dating. When I broke up with him, he was like, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. And
damn.
So him talking to a bitch, I was like, look, let me tell you something. And I'm going to tell you right now, because he used to hustle with my cousin. I said, you know my people, right? He's like, yeah. I said, do you want to disappear? Don't play with me. Do you want to disappear?
Right.
Because that's what's about to happen. All I need to do is pick up the phone. I was like, now you need to watch your mouth when you're talking to me. But he used to pop up at my mom's house. I mean, it was years after we broke up. He would stop by my mom's house. Like, I just want to know how she was doing, you know, whatever. I was like, nigga, don't get wrong, because you know my people. You'll be gone quick.
Damn, you gonna put the hit out on the nigga. But he deserve it, nigga.
I don't play those type of games, especially that. Don't even think that shit flattering. That ain't that flattering about that? Nigga, I would have you in the Chattahoochee somewhere. Don't play with me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, gangster, nigga. Yeah, nigga, gangster. We ain't bullshitting around K-100, nigga. I motherfucking bronze and skillers, nigga. I bronze and killers over here at K-100. Fuck, nigga.
But we weren't dating at the time, but like one of my exes, he used to try to sneak in my apartment complex, and you know we had a gate, so he done got his car dented all up, trying to follow people through the gate, trying to see what time. He was sitting there like all night, cause I'll go out and he'd be like, yeah, you ain't get home till such and such time. I'm like, what, nigga? Why are you sitting in front of my house? You know what I'm saying? I was gone like 6
Wow.
How you know when I left and when I came back?
So niggas, I'm a go with a central theme here, fellas. You can chime in. Are the girls with the good pussy more susceptible to have crazy niggas go ham? I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
Huh? I'm asking though, for real. Have any one of you fellas ever fucked with a chick and she was just that fine nigga and you really wanted, even though the nigga you didn't want to, you kind of wanted to go ham about her motherfucking ass, you kind of wanted to stop but you just couldn't do it?
And tell the truth.
My high school sweetheart, I went into though, real tough.
Ain't met her yet. Hey, y'all just ain't met her yet, that's all. You just haven't met her yet. You're going to be the first victim.
Yeah, okay.
Call them victims.
All right.
Yo,
okay.
Juan is a big old pimp,
wow.
Baby. He do what he do, baby.
All right, okay. No, I ain't no pimp. Don't put that down. But, no, I don't see it. I don't see it, though, bro. It's certain niggas you can do like that. You know what I'm saying? But then it's a majority that you can't do like that. You know?
Man.
Blizzard, you need to do another show like every woman think they got the fire-ass pussy. Well, do a show on that, man.
The real is not going to tell it.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying, listen, I wasn't saying that to just say every chick you fuck with some good pussy you want to stalk, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying the girls with the good pussy tend to be the ones, you feel me, who make niggas go ham. I think, I feel the same with a nigga. If a nigga fucking the hell out of motherfucking broad or some shit, and he got them dick dragging that motherfucker on, oh yeah, nigga, she gonna go a little bit ham when she find out you done gave that good dick to another bitch. She more likely to go ham. If you ain't shit in the bed, that bitch be like, goddamn, bitch, you did me a favor, ho, because I ain't got to fuck that nigga tonight, that little dick motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Blizzard, can I break in with a quick commercial?
Go ahead.
Club Esso just launched a new club called Touch. They want the whole team Striz there, man, to do y'all party third week of October, bro. Just letting you know, third Thursday in October. So if y'all want to do it, it's going to be off the hook, man. Come on through.
What's up. Everybody heard that now, K-100. Y'all come out and support the team third week in October. You feel me? What's the name of the club one more time?
Club Touch. It's a part of Esso's. They just built a whole nother park, fit 500 people in there. We're trying to get 500 people up in there. Dink De Niro, Big Bully, Blizzle, the whole crew. Nextel Nails, man.
We're going to promote that promoting that every night then. You feel me?
I have tickets for y'all tomorrow. We just got an email, so it's all good, bro. And every Thursday, we're going to be jumping off.
All right, man.
We got to call Game Show tonight, too, and let them know, too.
I let Game get his shine. Now, y'all hold on a second because I got people coming on the air for the first time.
All right.
Let me go ahead and open up their mics real quick. I'm leaving everybody's mics open tonight. I'm going against the grain tonight. You feel me? I'm doing a game. I'm just leaving everybody's shit open. Fuck it. So if you got some background noise going on, shut the fuck up. All right. 44200. Oh, I'm going to open Shay line back up. Shay, you back on the air. I had to cut you off because you had somebody talking or something. But you back on
the
air, too.
Thank you. I was waiting
on hand. All right. He that shall remain nameless, you on the fucking air, nigga.
What's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, man? I got you online with like 10 other motherfuckers, plus 10 more motherfuckers who ain't even on the air. They just listening to shit, spectating tonight, but it's all good. Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Run it down. You know the show is about crazy ass exes, my nigga. Go ahead and tell me, man. Give me your horror story. Let me go.
Oh, nigga. Man, I had this broad I was seeing, you know, for about 5 years, from like age 25 to 30. And trying to break up with her, like, multiple times. Each time I tried to break up with her, she was marching her ass over to the house, banging on the door, nigga couldn't get no sleep, calling my phone about 50 times a night, 50 to 100 times a night. She was a psycho bitch, man.
Really? So, because I was wondering, how do you try to break up with a motherfucker? I mean, I thought the shit was cut and dry for the most part. Bitch, I don't want to fuck. Why don't niggas do like the bras and just got them sick the man on these motherfucking crazy hoes? They quit to sick the man on us with a nigga owes some child support.
Hey.
Sick the man on these crazy ass hoes, man.
Hey, my cousin, hey, my
cousins was like, do we need to come up there? My female cousins. We was,
right.
They was ready to jump in the car and come on, get on 80, you know, get on 431 and come on up there.
Right, right. Keep your line back open. Okay, so, I mean, now I want to pose a question to everybody. You feel me? That's on the air, and this is for everybody whose mic line is open and who has talked or whatever. You feel me? I got all y'all, like 10 of y'all mics open. You feel what I'm saying? Look, when it comes down to this X shit, you feel me? I think that for the most part, if you try and break up with the motherfucker in a poetry kind of way, for the most part, you feel what I'm saying, it will go down pretty much smooth. But I gotta say, except if you're from the islands, I guess they don't fucking matter, nigga. They just going ham regardless. That's how they run. You feel what I'm saying? But I think that if you do it and if you haven't done anything wrong to that motherfucker, that's the key phrase. Pay attention. If you ain't cheated on them, you feel what I'm saying? No shit like that right there. For the most part, I think that you can break up with a motherfucker, you feel what I'm saying, and just let that be the end of it. But I will contend, and I want to ask everybody this question. If you know you done fucked up, do you feel like you kind of sort of deserve whatever the fuck come to your motherfucking ass? Honestly.
Well, it's like that, Blue.
Right.
See, this what
everybody, happened. Everybody, mic is open too, by the way, but go ahead.
She accused me of cheating, and I didn't. But she kept that grudge for like 2 or 3 years, man. And so in her mind, I had did something to her, as far as she was concerned. But you know, I was in the clear.
She was crazy. Right?
Exactly, she was crazy.
But I mean, outside of actually taking your life now with game situation, if she did nothing warranted her shooting this nigga with a .45, so his situation was extreme. But if you got them cheat on the motherfucker, do some foul shit to the motherfucker, well, hell, if they got them come back and go ham and go crazy, you kind of deserve it, right, everybody?
You got to man up and eat that. I mean.
Right. Everybody else?
You got to be able to do this.
I agree.
I don't really see just acting like that because somebody broke up with you, but then it's a different type of person.
Two wrongs don't make it right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, no, you know, just
you
move on.
Whatever, but you know what I'm saying? When it's time to kick rocks, nigga, you got to kick rocks. I said get the hell on, beat your feet, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
I like y'all keeping it gangster.
It'll make you feel better, though. If you two wrongs don't make it right, but when you fix that situation, it make you feel better. I don't give a fuck who you is. And say, you know you dead wrong, but you do feel better.
Right.
But yeah,
one person that you sit down with, you know what I'm saying, and have that cordial conversation with, you know what I'm saying, and be like, okay, well, this is not why it's working out. You know what I'm saying? It's not working out, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker still go ham. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, am I wrong if I do something else to you?
What it is, you got to give away. You got to give up some of that goodbye pussy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, a lot of
niggas
want
to stay.
That's the shit that makes them mad.
That's the shit that
makes
a nigga
want
to stay. I can't give you that and then tell you to leave because then you're going to be at my door looking like a sick puppy.
Nah.
Lord.
Back me up, y'all. Sometimes, when a chick go down, you want to get that shit one more good time. Then you can be like, well, fuck it then. Leave me then, bitch. Fuck it. You got to get that shit out of your system.
You might be on to something. You might be on. Ladies, I think you might be on. Honestly, though, from a nigga's perspective, I think you might want to go ahead and smash that nigga.
He's not going to have no problems with leaving if he get. You give a nigga some good-ass top off and be like, get the fuck out. It's
That's
over.
Not true.
He going to walk out with a shaky leg and say, all
right.
He's going
to leave you right then because the nigga don't call you the next day. He might leave you right then because the nigga sleepy want to go home and go to bed. But other than that nigga going to call you that next day. Come on now. You got
exactly.
Me
Donnie is
right.
He's going to
know he got to get some replacement top. Like, this going to hold me.
Y'all know what I think. Y'all know what I think the key thing to all this is, and this some crazy shit. It just depends how good a pussy you done had when you was young, man. Some niggas ain't never had that good a pussy. I know some niggas like, I ain't never got my dick sucked, all that type of shit. So if you getting good pussy from when you young all the way up, it ain't going to affect you as much when you get older. That's how I see it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
No, you
some niggas,
you,
some niggas, you will turn their ass out if they had a boring-ass woman. I'm telling you, man. If they had a boring-ass woman their whole life to just sit there and they think that's good pussy, and then when they get some real good pussy, it's over, man. It's over, bro.
Nah,
I'm
just saying, niggas, don't so try to call it. Nah, I think it's about the total package.
No,
it's not just the sex.
It's the top. It's the top, yo. That's what makes it don't be
the
pussy,
it's not just
the
sex.
It be the
it's
head.
Not just
it be the head.
Exactly.
It be the head.
Exactly.
It's the head that make niggas go crazy. Because a nigga, you
exactly.
can compromise the pussy, but you can't compromise
the
pussy.
I'm saying the whole package.
You can't compromise
the pussy. Yeah.
That should have break
it's
your
whole
period.
Package.
That should have break
your
whole good top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right. Pussy is one thing, but you get some good head, that shit'll make you cut your homeboys off. Like, yo, you know what? I'ma catch y'all.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you better
well,
say that again. Yes, sir.
My boy used to say, that dick just fit that pussy right. It just fit it right. You feel what I'm saying? Some shit just feel good to a nigga that might not feel good to another nigga like that. That's how it is, man.
Now
well,
I wanna interject and I wanna say one thing to everybody that's listening, everybody that's mic whose mic is live, everybody listening to the podcast. One thing I wanna say, and I did bring it up briefly in the synopsis. One thing I think that will make a motherfucker go ham, and I do not justify killing a motherfucker over a past relationship or whatever. I don't condone that. That's just too fucking far. You can't bring a motherfucker back from death. But what I will say, and I want everybody to pay a motherfucking attention, one thing I think that will get you fucked up, killed, beat up, stuffed in the trunk, and so on some real shit, and what you don't do, and what you always want to avoid, and when motherfuckers make the news, and when motherfuckers play with other motherfuckers' kids, when you start trying to deny access to the kids in a relationship and all that kind of shit, you feel me? That's when I think you're taking this shit to a whole other motherfucking level, you feel me? And that's when I think if something do happen to you, I'm not going to say it was right, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? This bitch won't let this nigga see his kids for real? Try to take the kids and go to another, and then that whole come up stinking?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
for real, on some real shit, on some real shit,
bitch,
you might deserve.
That's crossing the line.
I don't believe it. Keeping a child away from their parent. You know what I'm saying? But you got certain situations where that may be the best situation for that child.
No,
maybe other people don't see that.
Let's talk.
Now, I'm currently married, going through a divorce. You understand what I'm saying? Now, my soon-to-be ex-husband has tried to kill me in front of my children. You understand what I'm saying? I got a restraining order against this dude. You understand what I'm saying? For stalking, harassment, of course trying to kill me. You know what I'm saying? The nigga sitting in the county right now. You know what I'm saying? Going through all them charges or what have you. Now, being the fact that we are legally married, if this man get his hands on my child and take my child to a different location, the police or nobody can make this man bring my child back, a child that he has not taken care of since he has been born, just because of the fact that we are legally married. You understand what I'm saying? So as of right now, you know what I mean? Like, I don't let my little boy go over there and deal with them until my divorce is final. Because I'm scared I might not even get my child back.
Who is this talking?
I'm not feeling that, man, because a lot of these women, see, the shit that you're kicking is going on between you and your husband. You understand what I'm saying? That shit ain't got like you can't. I'm just saying, as a mother, like I go through something like that with my baby mom. As a mother, you can't make the choice for your kids. If your child want to see his dad, or he feel like he should deal with him. It's, I mean, like it don't matter all that other stuff, man. You
I
can't
grew up without my father,
and say,
not because
that's,
my father,
saying,
father wasn't able to be there.
That's,
my daddy
that's
died when I was 5. I wasn't there to keep a child away from their father.
Yeah, where
but at the same time, you have certain situations where that's what you have to do. Like I said, my daddy died when I was 5. I wasn't there to keep a child away from their father.
That's not
you know
cool,
what I'm
man.
I wouldn't do
like,
that.
That's not cool.
But at the same time,
that's not cool because at the end of the day, that's personal.
You support this child, don't claim this child half the time, and then you get your hands on them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then you don't have to bring my baby back to me because we're legally married. You never know the situation that a person going through. And they do
that
type of
shit
in front of your kids. To take your kids. You understand what I'm saying? With something like that going on in your house,
I went through the same situation with my baby mom, where she was out of state and I was in another state. All I did was went through the procedures in court where she couldn't take them. You understand what I'm saying? Too, we had just
the
five.
The
means. Yeah, still on, man. Like, see, he's going to kill you soon because this is what you do at home. He's going to get you soon. You better watch it. I can hear it in your voice. There's a lot of bitterness. Don't play that game with the kids.
Oh,
the father got to be a father.
You understand? Because I left. I'm not upset. I left. You understand?
Well,
I'm saying if it was
so
a
if you left,
to
why
be
won't you? Why stop the boy from being with his dad? If a little boy tells his dad, yeah, I don't want to be here, Dad. I don't want to go back to his mom's house. He's going to have to bring him back. I'm just saying
until the divorce was final.
See, but
until the divorce was final, I would not send my child over there. But it's something that if he get possession of my child, he don't have to bring him back to Florida because we are married. And I'm not going to go through that. Somebody that don't take care of their child and you can just get him and not bring him back, that's not cool at all, period. And the
that's
not
he
cool.
I'm in front of me.
You got your opinion, you know what I'm saying? You got your opinion, I got mine.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I couldn't even,
real,
that's not cool, man. That's, a lot
okay.
of women do that to these fathers out here. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everything she said was very personal. Like, it could. She keep throwing an if in front of that. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's the child's decision whether which parent he wants to be with. Shit, for all
well,
you know, he might want to be.
So right
he
now,
might, he, I'm just, for all you know, he might want to be with his father, but you can't make that decision. Point blank.
Well,
you can't. You can't make
too,
that
so
decision.
So I need to make that decision. He's 2 years
and,
old.
And then again, who's to say that your place is right and his is not? That's why y'all got to deal with that, man. Because it's a lot of children out here. It's a lot of children out here that's ruined because the mothers usually think one sided out of spite or thinking, oh, I'm not gonna get my son back. That's not cool, man. That is not cool, man. Like for real. Like if no matter what personally y'all go through, it should not be like that. If he feel if he want to deal with his child, throw that nigga on.
All right. Game and Maya, of course they see differently, and that's what K100 is about. I've run that up for specific reasons because you know that's a hot button issue, but it actually goes into what I'm talking about. You feel me? Now I let Game, all right, Game and Kusha, y'all mics are still open. You feel me? And I let y'all have y'all spill. Now I want some of the other people whose mics are open to interject. You heard Saturday, you know what I'm saying? This nigga tried to kill her in front of her kids. You feel me?
Who?
You know what I'm saying? You know, her husband tried to actually kill her, if really, really, literally, for real, kill her in front of her kids. You feel me? So that has a lot to do with it, whatever. You can't downplay that issue. I also feel Game's point because I am a father, and I've never had my child kept away from me, but I have had baby mama drama from one of my kids in the past, and I know what it's like to go through that. You feel me? Now I want to get some of the other callers. What do y'all feel about this particular line of what they're talking about? Go ahead. You go first.
Hello.
You're on the line, too.
Check this out. What's the young lady who just talked?
Coos.
What's her name?
Coos.
Coos.
Yeah.
The thing that you really need to do since you're going through a divorce is you go in front of the judge and then y'all get a temporary custody worked out. You feel where I'm coming from?
Okay,
get a temporary custody.
Yeah. We almost
I'm
in
sorry.
The process of it being over. So that's what I was saying to, I can't remember his name, I'm sorry, but that's what I was saying to him. Until the divorce is final, then that's how it's going to be. After you get the divorce, all that's going to be in the divorce decree. Who get to see him on what weekend, this holiday. You know what I'm saying? All that's going to be in there. I'm not going to have a problem with that then. But as of right now, you give my child until the time that this divorce is settled and not, I don't get to see my baby, a child that I've raised by myself. You know what I'm saying? That you don't even claim half of the time.
When I was going through a settlement, when we went in front of the judge, until the divorce was final, they made a temporary arrangement before that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you get him on this day, you get him on that day. That's how I know
well,
the thing.
He can't get him on no Sunday. He in the county for trying to kill me, so he can't get him on
Sunday. Oh, okay.
Day.
Well, then that's a wrap then. If he in the county, he can't get him anyway, so all that arguing was a mute point.
I wasn't arguing about that. It's just like, even if he wasn't in jail, a lot of mothers still, they situation.
Yeah, you're right.
And they
you're
stop
right.
that. And it's not right, son. Like,
right.
my baby mom tried to
yeah.
kill me. She tried to kill me on this token, but she tries to keep my kids away from me.
Right. Right. And then young guys grow up hating their daddies, don't even know them, going by what the mama said. Right. You feel what I'm saying? My
that's
mama
a whole
said
show.
He was different.
That's a whole other show. You about to take me to a whole other show.
You know what I'm saying?
You about to take me to a whole other show.
It's deep, though. You can't do one thing without the other. That's on the real, man. You know?
Okay, well, let me ask Shay and Keys line up, but I want to hear from two other ladies. Shay and Keys, what do you think about the exchange? What do you think that she's, you know, what do you think about exes in general, and when you keep the kids away, when you keep kids away from their other parent or whatever, and then they snap? First of all, do you think that snapping is warranted? I'm not saying kill them, but snapping and doing some craziness might be a little warranted when you try to separate a parent from their child, especially if they love them. But what do you think about what we're talking about? I'm going to let the two other ladies go ahead. Shay and Keith, y'all might throw.
Well, I personally don't have any kids, so it's kind of, I don't know if I'm be biased in answering this or whatever, but, you know, I don't think it's right to keep the child away from the parent. However, in extreme cases, which sounds like what the situation is, it really would not be safe for the child to be with the father. I mean, if they have exhibited violence against the mother, I mean, come on now. Let's be real here. You got to look out for the child's safety. It's not an issue of what the mother wants for the kid, if she wants her to stay with him or her or whatever. It's about what's safe for the child. You always got to think about the child's best interest.
Mm-hmm. What about
that's
you, Keith?
I think about it.
Go ahead, Keith.
I have kids, so, you know, I would never keep my kids away from their father, but, you know, unless it's a case of their safety. You know, I'm not going to let anybody harm them. If it's an issue with their safety, yeah, I might have a problem, but other than that, I really don't believe in keeping kids away from either parent, for that matter, over right. some personal issues with the two adults.
Okay, Dick DeNiro and Unc from New York, y'all on. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
See, let me just, since Koof was sharing, give me a chance to share for a minute or so, all right?
Okay,
all right. All right, the Jamaican chick I was talking about, that was my daughter's mother. You know what I mean? Okay. My youngest daughter.
Right.
Now, y'all talking about crazy exes and all that, just touch that up for a minute. She was so 730 for me to get cased up and can't be around my kids. I told you she liked cutting. She cut her motherfucking self in front of my kids. And we can call police and tell police I cut her. You know what I mean? Just to show you how 730 these people is. All right? And then I got all cased up, all domestic violence in front of a minor, this, that, and I ain't never put my hands in no back and forth for them in front of my daughter. And that's how some of these people rock sometimes, man. You know what I mean? Not all the time, it's the brothers. There's good brothers out here in the world. You know what I mean? And the funny part is, you ain't doing nothing for yourself. You know what I mean? I'm helping you get your green card, and you want to do it like that? Come on, man. What part of the game is that?
I mean, then you think if you was to, I don't know, if y'all was to break up whatever and you was to snap, you think you'd be all right because she done took you through so much or something? Is that what you're trying to say? You feel like, or were you just sharing that particular point?
I'm trying to make a point, man. A lot of times, too, people tell you what it is. People look at outside, on the outside looking in. Look, that person ain't this for you, this person ain't that for you. Everybody going to have an opinion on something. But until you go through what you go through yourself, you know why you don't want that man to see his why you don't want him to see his kids. You know what I mean? Whatever he did, I'm not condoning, not saying it was right what you're doing either. But just to keep safety on the side and all that, that's what you got to do. As long as he ain't doing that at 7:30. I wanted him to keep my kids. But the crazy stuff she did, how it's going to look anyway, they always going to get the kids to the moms. That's how it works, man, period. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, Dean DeNiro, and then I'm going to ask one last question because we only got a couple of minutes left. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I'm still here. See, this is a touchy subject, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really know what to say on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person. I'm a keep it real. I'm a dude. I got five kids, four different baby moms. But, you know, God has blessed me not to have these crazy-ass issues that, you know, people are going through right this second. So, you know,
right.
you know, I would do anything and everything for my kids. So a woman keeping my kids' moms keeping my children away from me, you know what I mean? I'll wild out. I'll go crazy. That's something, like, you don't do. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Especially
right.
when the man is trying to do the right thing by his kids. You know what
but
I'm
he's
saying?
Not. But now with Kusa's situation, he wasn't trying to do the right thing. So that's one thing. I feel game, and I tend 90% of the time when we have this argument, and I have another show about this particular argument, I will side with James, but the nigga tried to kill her in front of the kids. That
oh
right
God.
There, yeah, nigga, I don't know. I'm with you.
That's crazy.
You
that's
feel me?
That's taboo.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay.
That's a
Right. Yeah, it is.
I think people need to learn. Older now, but I think people need to start paying attention to who they messing with. You know, it should be past the point about she's so fine, she's so cute. But the thing is, if you lay down with her, it's a possibility any time that you could have a child with her. So you need to think about that instead of thinking with your dick all the time. Think with your head. The one that's on your shoulder.
You can't just put the men on the bus like, you can't just throw us on the bus like, we just think with our dicks too.
No, I ain't throwing nobody under the bus. I'm just saying, it go both ways for males and females.
Like,
Quit looking at this dick in there raw.
Did you let him put his dick in there raw?
We grown. All of us are grown. You still should take the time to know before you even get to that point. Try to at least learn something about the person instead of looking at how fine they are all the time. Fine don't mean nothing. Fine don't equal that you sane. You can be fine and crazy. A man can have plenty of money and still be crazy.
I don't think fine got nothing to do with somebody sleeping with somebody. Oh, shit.
No.
People sleep with somebody, they might not be fine.
I'm just saying, watch who you messing around with, because people think
all
the time. You stick your dick in everything. Like you said earlier, all pussy not dead pussy.
And it's a cause and effect to everything, you know.
Thank
like
you.
I don't think the kid's father, I ain't taking a side or nothing, but I don't think he's just going to come in there and get in an argument and want to kill you. Some buttons got pushed somewhere down the line, because I done felt that way too. Like, yo, I should just strangle this bitch
and
knock off the noise.
You know what I'm saying? Because the previous baby mama went through the same bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? But I didn't know that. You feel what I'm saying? So it wasn't me. It was that crazy motherfucker. You feel me?
What I'm saying to you is that sometimes when you in an argument, it's like it's certain things you're not going to say to a motherfucker with a gun in his hand, knowing you could kick his ass. That's why certain things that a lady or a man shouldn't say to each other when the tension is high. Because one minute fucks you up. And
that's all part of being mature. That's about maturity and knowing how to choose your battles. You got to be mature.
Now,
let me say this too.
Sometimes people get real emotional because in a relationship with the love, it's hard. It's hard. Like, sometimes when people feel like they're giving their all and a person is like, yo, fuck that, kick rocks, I don't want to see you, that rejection is the motherfucker.
Well, you can't say, okay, like my situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude went to jail, but shooting at another chick that he was fucking around with while I was pregnant with his son. You understand what I'm saying? Not to care this nigga the whole time he was locked up until 2 weeks before time for him to get out. And then I up and moved to Atlanta. You understand what I'm saying? Just because I ain't want to deal with it. So this is my, okay, all right, nigga, this not working. You got to kick rocks. Not to mention the fact you was already fucking around with me. Now you over there busting at this bitch behind her fucking around with another nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
You gonna kill me because I don't want to
kill you. That's just a crazy nigga. That's just a crazy nigga.
I don't want that craziness rubbing off on my motherfucking son. If he ain't got it genetically, I don't want that shit rubbing off on my dick, period.
I think at the end of the day, everybody just got to do a better job of examining the people that they with, period. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Especially
men.
At the end of the day, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's basically what it come down to.
With a loony bird. Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Yo, I got to get ready to log up out of here and get up out of here, man. This is a great episode. I appreciate all my Strizz fam calling in and Game. You feel what I'm saying? One time before everybody hang up, one more time, Game Show comes on tonight at 11:30. So if you're not doing anything, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Check out his show. He plays good music, and he has the Air It Out edition of his show tonight where you can call an event. I already got my air out that I'm going to goddamn do tonight. I'm airing out a motherfucking big-ass global billion-dollar entity, and I'll tell y'all why when I call in. But, Game, tell them one more time the number to call in or whatever, and then I'm going to log off, man.
Area code 347-237-5272, 11:30 p.m., or just tune into blogtalkradio.com/GameHunter-DVD-music.
right. And,
that's a lot, gang. That's a whole lot to be trying to remember.
Hold on, man.
That's what I was going to say. Go to my page. All y'all my Facebook friends. I know a lot of y'all is. Go to my page. Look for Game Hunter Films. You feel me? And then that's the nigga we talking to right now. Find that shit. Click on it. Do it like that. All right? Thanks, everybody, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, bro. Take care now.
All right. Yeah, y'all, we out of here, man.
Yeah,
hey,
make sure you
call,
Dinky, dude.
Yes, Dink. Right, call the show, Dink.
I'm calling your show, man.
Dink, don't call. We're airing him out tonight. We got a lot of stuff. So he better call. All
right.
I'm in there. Game word. Dink Strips, man. Y'all know what it is.
One dream, baby. One.